He's joining us now. This is Michael Datcher, and we have Jelani Cobb on the phone. One of the reasons that we asked Master P to come is because he has decided to take the hate out of his hip-hop. And last month, Master P and his son Romeo announced the launch of their Take a Stand record label. Its mission is to clean up the image and lyrics of hip-hop. Thanks again for coming in.
Why did
you change?
Well, you know, I think in life you got to look at, you know, we stereotype hip-hop, stereotype our culture. But everybody in my world, they're trying to grow. They're trying to gain that knowledge. And that's what my life is at right now. I have a child. And I think anybody that have a child, it make them want to change. I don't care if you're black, white, Latino, Asian. When you get to that point in your life where you want to make a change, and I think that's where I'm at. It's like, you know what? Instead of telling the kid to do something negative, you know, which would be an easy thing to do. And I'm saying, you know what, let me give that kid that knowledge. I want to show him that there's something else out there in life, because any guy that's in jail, a guy that's in poverty, they saying, you know what, if I get out of this situation, I want to make it better. I don't care who you are, whether you're a rapper, a gangster, a thug, or whatever you call yourself, all those people out there are trying to pave a way to survive for their families. Because I know some of the guys that you probably think that, oh, this guy is a nightmare. But that guy out there doing whatever he's hustling or whatever, and he have a family, he's trying to take care of that family. And so I think most of those people want to change, but they're afraid, just like the professor said, they're afraid to say, hey, I want to change, I want to make something better. But change is good. And I feel that, me personally, I made so much money off of hip-hop that, you know, I was once a part of the problem, and now I want to be a part of the solution. I want to, if I could save these kids, I think that I did my part, and that's the best thing I could say. The man up above spared my life. He took my life to another level that gave me the vision. And I think the most important thing that we have to give to these kids is the knowledge, and we got to glorify the positive things that are happening. We only glorify the negative stuff in hip-hop. So all those guys want to be like those characters, right? They wanted to be like me, 50 Cent, or whatever those guys are out there. But the main thing, we need to glorify, like, Will Smith, the number one actor in the world, come from hip-hop, Queen Latifah. So there's all some great people out there, but we don't glorify them.
Well, let me ask you, did you make this change? And I wish we had more time to spend with you, because there's a great deal that you could share with us. But did you make your change because, A, you had already made your money, and B, because you had a son that you had to set something for?
I wouldn't say that, because by me getting into the life I come from the streets, I've been making changes. You know, by me getting into the hip-hop world, that was a change right there. If you listen to my music from way back then, it was always about if I could change. I mean, I did Nickelodeon, the television show. That show you I was changing right there. Mm-hmm. Then I've also did Dancing with the Stars. So that just let you know that I always was searching for change. You know, I started doing movies. I mean, my mind was broadened to say, you know what? I want to build a generational wealth. And now I'm saying to myself, and I say, I have to do something about it. It's like you see an ex-gangbanger that come back, this guy in the community trying to save the kids. Or you see somebody that been to prison, they are out there really trying to save other people, so they want to go through the same thing that they went through. So my thing is right now, I think it's a lack of knowledge out there. So what I'm going to do now at this next level of the game, I got a book coming out called Guarantee Success When You Never Give Up, which I'm going to put that out September 4th. I'm also going to put out a CD and DVD it's called Hip Hop History. But the thing about this is going to be no cuss words. I want to show kids out there that you could do something positive and make it. And I think that's the most important thing that we have to get out there. If you don't show something positive, people are afraid. You know.
But you said something very important. We've got less than a minute, so I want your answer to be really brief. Can you make it without it having the gangster rap lyric? Can you make the money? Can you get the record
deal? I got a song right now called Let the Kids Grow that I want to play for you guys. And this is about making that change. And it's still street, but it's positive. And I think that's the most important thing that we got to realize. You got to clean up your music anyway to get it on the radio. So these guys been making changes all their life. They're not selling out. You know, you make more money getting in Walmart, Target, all these other big chains. You also would get more sponsorships. You'll get endorsement deals, something that hip-hop artists haven't been getting. And my whole goal is to take this to Wall Street to teach kids how to raise money now, to come from the ghetto and show kids how to build equity funds. I mean, I think it's a great thing.
Unfortunately, our time is out. I really appreciate your coming by, Master P. Also, Michael Datcher, William Jelani Cobb down in Atlanta. We need to do this again and get more into it. You come back?
I will.
Yeah, so you're right. I think you need to have us back so we can complete the conversation.
I would love to do that. Again, I'll try to get you all back. Thank you once again. This is News and Notes.
Let the kids grow. Let the kids dream. I was lost. I used to hustle in the same streets. Let the kids win. Let the kids play. If we change for tomorrow, it'd be a brighter day.